things we should be looking at Surah Al-Iqra, but I think because of the sijda I'll skip this and we'll do it some other time and go to fiqh. Because of fiqhi complication, I don't want to get into it. So we'll look at Surah Al-Teen. Now obviously the name comes from the first word or the qasam, the vow which Allah takes of what teen was zaytun. Surah is called teen, and most of the people say it, it's Makkan, early Makkan surah. And the gist of the surah is like all other small surahs, I mean, emphasizing judgment, or that we are sort of responsible for our actions. And if we act sensibly, then we can climb the top of the peak, and if we're not sensible, then we can fall to the bottom and go, as the ayah says, asfal as-safilin, lower than the low, lower than the lowest. So the surah starts with two, or in fact four, qasams or vows, as is the case with most of these surahs at the end. What teen was zaytun, teen, fig, literally it means seed, and zaytun, olive, the two famous sort of fruits, or which are famous in the Middle East. And Mufassirs have sort of written a lot saying that Allah sort of swears by these two fruits because they have got lots of advantages, and these are advantages health wise and this wise and that wise, and whatever the case may be, and I don't want to go into it. Though there are other Mufassirs who said it doesn't mean these fruits. I mean, what's the fun of Allah swearing by the fruit? And also because of the next two ayahs, it says, وَتُورِ سِنِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ. Tur is Sinin, Tur is mountain. Sinin is Sina, the Mount Sina. That is where Musa received his revelation. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ. And this city of peace, or this city which has been made safe, or this city which is the cause of safety. And that is because that is the city of Mecca, because of the Kaaba, even before Islam, and it was regarded as a place, a sanctuary, where people would be safe if once they enter that place. Because these two cities, for example, Tur Sinin is the place where Musa received his revelation, and Mecca is the place where the Prophet started and received most of his revelation. Other Mufassirs have said that Teen was Zaytun. These are also two mountains in the Middle East. One somewhere, or in fact in the spot of Jerusalem, Baitul Muqaddas, and other the spot of Damascus. Though it is not known, I mean geographically it's not verifiable. And they say that these two mountains are also places where other prophets have received revelation. And this is all to do with revelation, that Allah swears by these places, sacred places. Now most of the Mufassirs, past and present, have said the most sort of obvious meaning is these two fruits, that is the fig and the olive. And how it ties up with the later ayahs, they have their views that we'll look into when we look what the ayah says. So here Allah says, by the fig and by the olive, the two famous fruits, Watur Sinin and Mount Sina, and by Wahad al-Balad al-Amin, and this safe place or land which is Mecca. Laqad khalaqna al-insana fi ahsani taqwim. Laqad, verily we have khalaqna al-insana, we have created man fi ahsani taqwim. In ahsan is from the superlative of hasan, that is good, the best. Taqwim coming from kawwama, it's a verbal noun from kawwama, which itself is the root verb is kama, to be straight. Kama is to stand up, to be straight. And kawwama is to make something straight, without any sort of curves. So straightening, make it perfect. Ahsani taqwim in a form which is straight, perfect form. We have created man in a perfect form. In his composition is perfect, there is nothing missing. In his form, whether it is physical form, internal form, all these things, he is perfect. And this is where Mufassis who have said, for example, teen was zaitun, are food, things that you eat. And a body requires two things, well, as far as religion is concerned. One is material food and the other is the spiritual one. And this, in these two, so in these first two vows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, teen was zaitun. It is the fig and the olive that gives you material. I mean, this is some kind of food that you take to keep your body intact. وَتُورِ سِنِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ is the places where this revelation, one to Musa alayhi salam, the other to the Prophet, was revealed to keep your other parts intact. So they said this is the sort of relevance of the above ayahs and this how it fits. So in all senses Allah has made it, made us perfect, straight, firm in our material as well as other forms. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ in the perfect form we have created him. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ and then we reduce him, we take him back or we bring him down. أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ أَسْفَلَ also, as you see, the form is أَحْسَنَ أَسْفَلَ. These are sort of forms of for comparison. So asfala also lowest, from suft, that is low, the down, the bottom. Safil also comes from the same verb. Safil is somebody who is at the bottom, and safilin is the plural. Summa radadnahu, and then we return, we bring him back, we reduce him to the lowest of the low, even below the low. Literally, if you take lower than the law, very low. This thing that has been created in perfect form, in every sense, is reduced to the lowest of the law. But this is not the case for everybody. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ except الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ except those who believe and do good deeds. They are not reduced to the lowest of the law. Apart from that, everybody is reduced to the lowest of the law. Now, there are mufassirs who have said that this lowest of the law, I mean, what is the lowest of the law? Others say that that means hellfire. I mean, there is nothing worse than being in hell. And that is the lowest of the law. People who go to the hellfire. And that would sort of tie up with the next ayah, which says, accept those who do good deeds and believe and do good deeds. They do not get reduced to the lowest of the law because they don't go to hell. There are mufassirs who have said that this means a man, or when we are born as a child, okay, and then we go into perfection, then we are young, at the peak of our youth, and then we start getting old, and that is when we start getting weaker, 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 until we become the lowest of the law, I mean, feeble, and senile, and whatever you like, and old. But this doesn't tie up with إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ except those who believe. I mean, even those who believe get old and senile and feeble and whatever. I mean, there is no... But then they say that this إِلَّا is not... You see, except those who believe, I mean, they may get senile and all these things, but they are given their reward and all these things. So they sort of say that this إِلَّا is not sort of tied with that thing. That is, they don't get old, but they do get old, but... But most of the mufassirs have said that this doesn't, sound right. That's not the obvious meaning that comes out from the thing. And they have taken the meaning in the, if you would like to say, the spiritual sense. That is, this mankind has been created in perfect form, in every form. There is no doubt about it. In physical as well as the internal form. And then he returns to the lowest of his behavior, his act. And this is obvious. I mean, we look at animals and they have said asfalu safil, even the animals who are low. I mean, mankind can become by his actions and his behavior. He does become. And if you look at history, he has become even worse than the animals. I mean, the way he behaves in the world with arrogance and with all the sort of injustice that he has caused, not only to his kind but to the others as well. To the whole of creation, the way he acts with arrogance and destroys everything that is in this world, which is under his command. I mean, the way he behaves, extremely foolishly. I mean, as if he's the lowest. I mean, sinks to the lowest depths in his behavior. So they say that this is the meaning. I mean, and that is the same thing. I mean, those who go into hell are those people who are behaving badly in this world. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who believe in Allah and do good deeds, they are not like that. They do not behave unjustly in this world, and accordingly they will not receive the reward of hell. And for these people, Allah in fact says clearly, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. And for these people who believe and do good deeds, for them there is an ajr. Ajr is a reward. Gairu mamnoon. Mamnoon is something that has been cut off. Gairu mamnoon, which is not cut off. I mean, it's a continuous reward. And the next ayah says, فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُ. And what after this will give you the light? كَذَّبَ. As you know, كَذِبَ is to lie. When I tell a lie, it's a kadhib. I have told a kadhaba means I tell somebody that you are a liar. And فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ. And what will? And here the word used is not who, it says what. After this small explanation, that after in the world you can see clearly, we have created mankind perfectly. And then some sink extremely low. Then Allah cannot, as we'll see the third, in the last ayah as well. And even in the Quran, he says it often, so often, that he cannot treat the bad and the good equally. I mean, this is sort of total nonsense to think that Allah will treat you who are bad as he treats those who are good. I mean, this is injustice in itself, and this cannot be done. And also, we see in Dua Kumail, I mean, if you look at it, that Imam Ali says that, were it not that why is not this case? I mean, you are so kind that you would make hellfire totally cool for everybody. But what is not for the fact that you cannot treat those who are good in the same way as those who are bad? So there has to be some punishment for those who are bad and reward for those who are good. And because of this, you have to punish the, because of the justice coming in. Even your kindness cannot allow you this thing. And similarly, this is the sort of belief. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. After this, what will give you or give religion or deen? Deen, as you know, has two meanings, and Mufassir have taken here both, and saying either it could mean this or that. Deen is religion, deen, the laws, the sharia and all this, that is deen. As we understand it, okay? Deen. And deen, the other meaning is judgment. يَوْمُ الدِّينِ is the day of judgment, Qiyamah, and Allah is known as Dayyan. Dayyan is one who judges. Dayyan yawmul deen, the judge of the day of judgment. So who will belie the religion? After all, they say that the end result is the same, whether you falsify religion or you falsify the day of judgment. I mean, religion is there telling you what is right and wrong, so that on the day of religion you can get the right reward and receive whatever is right. So فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ. And what will, after this, what reason is there that somebody can belie you or tell you that you are a liar as far as religion is concerned? There is no day of Qiyamah, there is no this, there is no religion. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ. After this, with deen. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Isn't Allah, أَلَيْسَ, isn't Allah أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. أَحْكَمُ here again in the form of أَحْسَن, أَصْفَال. Ahkam, the best, most, Hakim is a person who judges. Hakim, you judge between right and wrong. So Ahkamul Hakim is the best of judges. Isn't Allah the best of judges? That He distinguishes between those who are bad and those who are good. Now if He were to treat them equally, and if that was the day of Qiyamah, then He wouldn't be of the best of the judges. I mean, if He is the best of the judges, and this is the case, you can see that there are bad and there are good, so then why are you sort of falsifying religion? Religion is telling you what is good and what is bad, and how to keep yourself, protect yourself from falling to the lowest of the low, and making use of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you in Ahsan Taqweem. So this surah, sort of like all others, I mean, giving the gist of religion, that there is this need for religion, for you to keep in this level and from falling to the lowest of the low. That is what religion is all about, and this is why we look at the early surahs, they all emphasize on this thing. And once the person sort of realizes that no, there is a day of judgment and there is something after this, that we are accountable, then half of the battle is won. Then you find out what is it that we have to do and what are we accountable for. That comes later. But as long as you do not realize you are accountable, as long as you do not realize that there is something afterwards, there is this judgment, we are being judged, then religion has not even started doing its duty. I mean, really, there is no meaning to religion. The meaning only comes after we realize that we are accountable, that we have to do something. There is no escape from that, as also we looked at when we look at Surah Al-Asr, that we are losing out and we have to do something to stop that state of loss. And the meanings here are sort of identical. There is this day of judgment. Allah has created us in this form, the best of forms, and we are going to sink to the worst or the lowest of the low unless we believe and do good deeds. And then obviously the next thing would be, what is this good deed? That would come later on, the later revelation which Allah sends on the Prophet. I think we'll stop here, and if there is any questions or also other suggestions as to what we should do next week. Next week obviously there is pricing, so we won't this ending in off. So there won't be time for this. But anyway, I'll be prepared. But I mean, if there are ideas that we should do something else, then please come out. Don't think anything fixed. Apart from this stuff here, which I would like to have done for this other week. Last week we reviewed a book. No, Radadna, we are, Allah is. Radadna here, Na is to Allah. Summa Radadnahu Asfala Safi. And we reduced them to the lowest level. Allah reduced them. Na here is we, this is Allah, not we.
So actually, when we go down,
it's our people. The thing is, I mean, in the Quran and everywhere else, I mean, everything is done by Allah. Obviously, these are the laws that are set by Allah. So if you follow that thing, yeah, you will get reduced. And that is as if Allah is reducing you. You haven't got the power even to... As there is this ayah which says that they do not possess any naf or zara for themselves, or they create themselves, or do it. They have got no power. We have got no power. Wait a minute. Everything has been created by Allah. And also the forms of the laws or whatever, that if you do this, this will happen. That also has been created by Allah. So, yeah, if you do this, the result will follow. You are not making the result come onto you, but you are doing the thing which is causing the result to come. And this cause gets created by Allah. This is how the Mufassir says. But you initiate in doing whatever you are doing.
But the idea of initiation also comes from God.
The capability comes from God, but whether the idea comes from God or not, I mean, this is nobody would sort of ascribe to this. It's an idea. Allah puts in the idea that you do this for me. But the capacity to do something is from God. Yes, of all the capacity, you cannot do something that Allah did not create or did not make it possible for you to do. That is obvious. So people don't realize this, but even bad, Allah has given you the capacity to do bad. If He hadn't, you wouldn't be able to do it. In the Quran, I mean, or even for example, when you say we have covered their hearts, we have done these things, I mean, this is obvious. And then the other ayah say that, I mean, this is what they do, that's why their hearts get covered. So putting these ayahs together seems that when Allah says that we cover their hearts, it is because of these actions that they did, that Allah covered their hearts. And the actions that they do, that we reduce them. Because as the other ayah, summa radadnahu asfala illa alladhina amanu, those who believe, we do not do this. So if they don't believe, we do it.
I think it's too tough.